Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. Ain't no stopping us now. You're on the move. You really, really got the groove. You know, I think I could do a whole dissertation just on that one song. That's right. Good morning. Thank you, and welcome to the show this morning. Thank you for dialing in. Thank you for signing in. However it is that you got on to the show, we thank you and we appreciate you for being on with us today. Well, we have a very exciting topic today, especially for those of you who are in business, for those of you who want to grow your business, and for those of you who are even thinking about starting a business. That's right. We got some exciting news for business owners, because business owners, it seems like they're always looking for ways to get money. They're for ways to increase their profits, to increase their revenue, right? Because before you can increase profit, which most people know that that's the goal of the business, is to make a profit. And so if you want to increase your profits, you have to first do what? You have to first get your revenue. You have to get your revenue in there. And so as a business, as an entrepreneur, a small business owner and operator, revenue strategies, which we're talking about funding, revenue strategies, getting revenue into your business and financing, because revenue is sure can be one way to look at it, which that is one of the ways that you're going to get funding is through revenue. And I think sometimes business owners forget about that. So the topic today is funding strategies that every entrepreneur should know. So again, yes, funding. One of the ways to get funding is through revenue. And how do you get revenue? What are the ways that you can increase revenue? What are some of the ways that you can get revenue into your business? That's what we're going to be talking about today. So I'm going to actually give you today some show me the money tips. How do you get money and funding in your business, and how do you keep your business going? Now, as a side to that, an addendum to that, also in addition to, there is also the notion of growing the business. So if you grow the business, you would imagine that you would have more funding, more money, right, if you grow your business. So that's also important. But that's what we're going to talk about on this show today, and I want to take a moment to welcome those of you who have tuned in, you dialed in. Good welcome, 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 and good morning. I hope your day has started right. I hope your day is going great. I hope you're motivated. I hope you're empowered to have a great and wonderful day. But let me just share a little bit about my background, because I think sometimes I just jump into the show, and there may be people who are tuned in. It's your first time tuning in. You know, you don't quite know who I am. But let me just tell you a little bit how I got into what I'm doing right now. How did I get to become a radio show host, a speaker, the assistant to the vice president of academic affairs, working at a college, an institution of higher learning? Well, it all started some years ago when I decided, and I made the decision, to drop out of high school. Therefore, my life started to turn downward because I had no high school education. And that was a time where companies really wanted to hire people who had a high school diploma. That's what they were looking to do, and it's still not much difference, but now they want a high school diploma and a college degree. But when I dropped out of high school, little did I know, and I don't know if I had been told this, but when I dropped out, I had made it very, very difficult for myself to get a job. So because of that, I had to turn to other sources for income that didn't go well for me. And then I end up leaving home at about age 17, leaving my mother's house because not in school, no job. You know, my mother just wasn't having that. You're grown, then you go out there on your own and you kind of make it on your own. So I left home and, you know, stayed this place, and I didn't have my own place because I didn't have any money for a place. So I just stayed with different people. So I was like a gypsy, I guess you could call it. And then at age 23, I ended up going into the military, where I had a nice place for a while because the military takes really good care of you. And at least back then they did. And, you know, place to eat, sleep, and a paycheck. It was perfect. You would have thought, right? Though by the time I went to the military, I did have my GED. So I had gone back to school by then and gotten a GED. And then I ended up at some point between getting out of the military 3 years later and between age 25-ish, I ended up homeless. And between the age of 25 and 28, I just kind of lived homeless from here to there. Then I end up coming to New Jersey right at about when I was about 30-ish, 30, 31. I moved to New Jersey, and I stayed with my sister for a short time, and then I ended up homeless here in New Jersey. Now, New Jersey, some of you know, is not a place where you want to be homeless. However, I guess if you're going to be homeless, it's one of the best places to be, because at that time in 1987, there were a lot of jobs and what have you. New Jersey was doing a lot of developing and growing, so it wasn't so bad. But I ended up becoming an entrepreneur here and there. So now, I just wanted you to have some background on Coach LaLisa so you can kind of understand some of my passions and some of my enthusiasm when I talk about different things, like where is she coming from? And so I came here and I took very menial jobs, very low-paying jobs, making $4 an hour. And one of those low-paying jobs that I took when I first got to New Jersey, thank God they offered me the job. I ended up, it started out a one-day temp assignment, and I ended up working there for 4 years. And they ended up sending me to Essex County College for a computer class, and I ended up starting a degree at that same college, where I later went back with my master's degree and taught classes for them. Now I am at another community college as the assistant to the vice president. So I started with nothing, absolutely nothing, and I grew it into what I have today. So I went from homeless to being a homeowner. I went from high school dropout to being a college graduate several times over. And so I always talk about how I robbed my mother of attending my high school graduation. You know, mothers are proud of that, right? Not that fathers aren't, but mothers, they just absolutely love to tell people their son or daughter's graduating high school. Well, I robbed my mother of that. But I'm so glad that I at least paid her back by allowing her to attend 3 college graduations, associate degree, bachelor's degree, and a master's degree. And she did live long enough to see me enrolled in a PhD program, because I enrolled in 2004, and she passed away in 2005. So she at least saw me, her daughter, who had left home, ran away from home, was a high school dropout, who had been homeless. God allowed her to physically see and experience the successes. So now, on to the topic today, some funding strategies that every entrepreneur should know about. So I want to, if you got the activity sheet, which, you know, you can download each and every show, you can go and download the sheets at activitysheets.coachlalisashow. And on the sheet, you have a place there to make some notes. So the first note that I want to share with you, I want to tell you about and show me the money, is I want to tell you that there are some things that you can do. So let's talk about the first thing that you could do is to raise money for your business. This is going to be so simple. You're going to be like, okay, Coach Lisa, we know that. And so that's fine. If you know them, that's why I said every entrepreneur should know these. So some of these you should know about. And so the first one will be selling a product and or service. Do you know that selling a product or service will actually get you some funds for your business? Now, think about it. Remember when you were a kid, there was always some kid in the neighborhood, maybe it was you, that was selling something. It could be the lemonade stand. Maybe it was, you know, you sold candy. I remember my neighbor, her daughter, even as an adult here in New Jersey, her daughter sold candy and things like that. So, and then when I was a kid, there were people who sold candy, but back in those days, you could eat anything pretty much out of people's homes. Not today, you can't do that so much. But there was a lady, she sold candy apples. I mean, we went by her house almost like every morning to get a candy apple. Then there was, she sold popcorn. In the summer, she sold those ice balls, those ices, or whatever you want to call them. And then she sold other candy as well. But yes, yes, it's old style. It's back in the day, but selling, well, it's not back in the day because that's what you do. But selling is a great way to raise some funds for your business. So think about it. Some people have been wanting to start their business for the past year, 2 years, 3 years, and they were turned down by banks giving them loans. And so they were like stuck. Some of them even gave up on their dreams and their ideas. Why? When you could have been selling something, whether it's Mary Kay, whether it's cupcakes for that matter. I love cupcakes, but it could be cupcakes. I don't eat them as much, but I still love them. A cup, you can sell something, jewelry. You can sell a lot of different things that are low startup, doesn't take you a lot of investment to do. Especially a lot of those products like your Mary Kay's, your Avon's, your little jewelry. You know why? Because those companies, you don't have to produce the product. So you don't have any product-related, associated costs. None. You just order the catalogs and things like that. And nowadays, you don't even have to do that. They have the internet. So you don't even have to order catalogs if you don't want to. Just send people to the site if you're a smart and savvy business owner. So that's one way to do it. Another way to raise funds for your business is through something that is somewhat new, but it's not so new, but it's somewhat new. And that is you can borrow money from your friends. Yeah, your friends and family. Yeah. Now, in order to do that, you do need to have that selling technique because you do need to be able to prove to them possibly how serious you are, so they need to see you actually producing some type of sales, some type of revenue. So you want to definitely do that selling something and be successful at it, which means you have to learn. Most people have to learn how to be successful at selling. A lot of people get frustrated with sales, but that's because they don't know how to sell. Selling is a technique. It's not just something that anybody can do. It does appear that anybody could do it, but anybody won't do it because not everybody has the gift to sell. It is a skill, and that's what they don't tell people. And you can learn the skill, but then once you learn the skill, you have to still practice it. Some people are good at things, like, you know, some types of cooking, certain foods, it's a skill. You know that. That's why they have the culinary arts schools. Johnson and Wells and these different schools, these schools are very powerful. Cooking is not the easiest thing. It's a skill, but doesn't mean everybody's good at it because everybody can do it. And selling is much the same way. But so then there is selling, and then there is going to friends and family. That is a way that you can fund your business and your ideas. And every entrepreneur should know that, but there are a lot of people that don't. How many of you go to Whole Foods? You ever go shop at Whole Foods anywhere? Well, the couple that started Whole Foods started with, I think, about somewhere around $50,000 to $75,000. Yeah, they started it wasn't called Whole Foods at the time. It was another type of store that did sell products that were natural and healthy. But they started with other people's money, their family members, their friends, and to the tune of about $50,000, if my memory serves me correctly. You can verify this. You can look it up on the internet. Yes, they borrowed that kind of money from their friends and their family, and that's how they got started. Now look at Whole Foods today. You see, millions of dollars this company makes. So friends and family, it's all other people's money. It's all other people's money, but there should be some of your own money. And so a funding strategy is that every entrepreneur should know. So we said selling, we said friends and family. It's another way that you can fund your business. Now, here's another way to fund your business that a lot of people don't think about. You can fund your business with your own money. Yeah, your money. Oh, by the way, backing back up to the selling, something that I sell that you all know about, I sell workshops, training. I sell books, CDs, but you could sell T-shirts, coffee mugs. I mean, there's all kinds of things you could sell. So I just wanted to throw that in. I thought about it. And so then the friends and family, you can ask your friends and family. But again, if you're gonna ask friends and family for money, just know that they're looking at you, so they need to know that you're going to be able to make, they want to make a good, sound investment. So you got to show them that you're going to have some type of return on the investment. But then there's your own money that you can use. And what do I mean by your own money? Well, there's a little thing that a lot of people do. A lot of people, this is how they fund their businesses. A lot of entrepreneurs out there that have major organizations, major companies, this is how they did it. It's with their savings. That's right. They took their own savings, and that's how they funded their business until the revenues began to come in and the profits began to come in, and then they reinvested in their business. You have to reinvest, not go shopping, not go to Macy's, not go to the mall when you make your first bit of revenue or profit. But they got use their own savings, and there's many ways to do that. You can go out, take your knowledge, get some company to pay you a lot of money, and then or some money, and then just take some and skim off of that and save it. Again, over 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, you would have accumulated a decent little nest egg, $30,000-$40,000 possibly. Especially for younger people, this is perfect. And especially if you don't have a lot of family members, you don't have a lot of children and things like that, you'll have that money to do. You know how much money people spend on trying to keep up with the Joneses when they have children? And then they say, oh, I wish I had a business, but that you could have had that money. So your own savings, your own money. And if you want to start a business, you've got a great business idea, like me. I have a powerful business idea. So I'm working so that I can fund it. I love speaking all over the country. I love doing workshops. I love doing training. I love being able to have, you know, book signings and conferences and workshops. You see me doing them. But I have to use my own money. But working allows me to have the money to do that. So working for someone else is a great way to fund your own business. See, I'm this new, not new age, because I don't like that term, but I'm this new style entrepreneur. I haven't come up with a title for it yet, but the new style entrepreneur that I am says that there's nothing wrong with working for someone else and working for myself. So it's a whole different mindset. That takes a new paradigm shift. But they did it years ago. Farmers, they had their own land that they farmed, but they also went to help others farm. You know, we've always kind of done that. There's nothing wrong with that. So I work somewhere else helping them, but I also have my own business. And it works out perfectly. Now, I'm not saying everyone can do that, but where you can do that, then you'll have some savings to fund your business, your dream, your goals, your way. Now, another way to another strategy that every entrepreneur should know is this: there is the crowdfunding. Crowdfunding. Instead of getting money from individuals, you can borrow money from a crowd of people, and there are tools and programs that are on the internet that will do it for you. You don't have to do much. So the simplest, easiest one probably is Kickstarter. But there are so many. Facebook probably has one. I wouldn't doubt it. Facebook, I'm sure, has some type of tool that you can market to people and get them to fund you. So imagine, Facebook alone has about probably, well, the last time I did the research, it was like 900 million. So I'm sure they've already probably way surpassed 1 billion people are on Facebook. As a matter of fact, that's why they've limited their reach that you get for free, and pretty soon, well, now they are, I can't say pretty soon they'll start charging you to reach more. They already do that. They've been doing it, but now they're doing it even greater, more so. And what do I mean by charging you to reach more people? Through those ads. Now, you see, they market to you or advertise to you to do your own ad on almost every page, on your group pages, on your pages, on your timeline, everywhere they're advertising to you to do an ad. And that's how they can charge you for more of a reach. So they limit your reach that they gave you initially. Like the drug lords do, they give you the drug for free at first just to get you hooked. But people get it and think, wow, this is great, they gave me something. No, to get you hooked so you'll bring them all your money. And so Facebook gave us all that free reach at first for a few years. And now they no longer did that. And so people kept saying that Facebook was going to charge and they were going to charge. And Facebook said, we'll never charge, we'll never charge. Well, no, they don't have to charge if they limit your reach. Okay? But that's fine because they want it for business people. Business people know they have to pay. People who just want to get on there to contact their friends or families, they don't care about the reach because their family is very close. Their family is within that, 100 people. Most people's family and friends are under a few hundred, so they don't care about that. But the business person that does care about the reach, now they are the ones who have to pay, and probably rightfully so. But the funniest thing is, of course, Facebook made you think at first that this is all free. Well, it's not free anymore. So then they're so crowding. I was saying that Facebook alone, if they have a billion people plus, if you can reach 20,000 of those people with an ad for $30 a day or whatever they charge, well, you can pay whatever you want. If you want to pay $5, if you want a $5 reach, you can get that. If you want a $100 reach, you can get that. If you want a $1,000 reach, you can get that. And you can believe somebody's paying that. Yeah, it's the big companies, but they're definitely paying that and more to reach us, to reach you, to reach me. But just imagine you could reach 20,000 people, and if all those people just gave $1, then you would have raised $20,000. Now you can go start your brick and mortar business, or you could take that $20,000, take it now to my last and final strategy, funding strategy for it, that every entrepreneur should know, is that now you can go to a bank and say, I have this much of my own money, or this much I've raised. A lot of people want to go to the bank first off, and the bank is looking at you like, who are you? What are you talking about? So, but if you go there with something in your hand, you go there, you deposit $20,000 in their bank and think that they're not going to match that with a loan, well, I think they will. And I think we don't know if we don't try, right? Or take them your own savings. You go to them with a $5,000 or $10,000 savings. Sure, I'm sure then they'll pull out that loan application. The other thing that you can do in terms of funding from a bank, there's other funding you can, if you had a house, right? I remember my car, we bought my car cash, $35,000, when I bought my brand new Altima 10 years ago, $30,000 or whatever it was. But, that was from a home equity loan. I could have took that same $30,000 and purchased any building, almost not purchased, but I could have easily started a business with that. But I wanted to be able to ride around without a car note and get around. And that's how I was able to do a lot of things because of that. I was able to kind of find my dream. It was important to me. But what's important to you? What's important to you? So hopefully these tips have helped you. Some ways that you can get money for your business. You can get that funding, right? Whether it's through your own, whether you finance it or a bank finances it or some angel investor finances it or some venture capitalist finances your business or you get it financed through the sales of products and services that you offer. We have to begin to be taught that when you have a business idea, if it's good, if it's solid, it will go forth. I remember I used to think that if you don't have a lot of money, you can't start a business. I used to think that, like, if you don't get a bank that's willing to loan you money, that you can't start a business. So I delayed my business for many, many years. And I know there are a lot of other people that did the same thing, and probably people still doing it right today. That's why I wanted to bring this show to you. I wanted to talk about this. So that's what I had to say. And if you have any other information about funding other than the angel investors and venture capitalists out there, make sure, please inbox me on Facebook. If you are interested in coming to Newark, New Jersey, I'm working with the SBA to put together a meet and greet with these banks who want to lend, who want to make microloans to small businesses. You will have to inbox me. I need to get 40 people. If I get 40 people or more that want to attend on a particular day, then the SBA will put together that seminar for me. And I heard that his last one that he did, one person got their funding right on the spot. So I'm very excited about it. I'm very, very excited. And so we're doing big things, and I know you're doing big things because I see you on Facebook, on Twitter, on LinkedIn. This weekend we're going to be going out there to all those sites, posting about the show, posting about what we have to offer. Don't forget to tune in Monday. Monday's show topic, we're going to be talking about giving you some startling sales secrets. Yeah, because, again, a lot of people are sitting on money and they don't know how to sell. They don't know how to sell. We're going to teach you how to sell on Monday, give you some startling sales secrets to help you sell more so that you can earn more, show the bank that you can get their money back. Also, there is a webinar on marketing that's happening on Tuesday. So please go to, you can go to my Facebook page. You can find it there. You can also, and you can find the link for the marketing. It's going to be a webinar. So you can if you go to anymeeting.com/LilLisaJWilliams, if you go to that website and you scroll down the page, you will see the show is listed right there on upcoming webinars. It's right there. It says Tuesday, January 27th. It is free, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. And it says during this training, you will learn to see how small businesses are using the internet to get more customers, what you need to start doing today to get more followers, and how to easily get more leads that lead to sales, and then learn the secrets to creating content that generates high engagement, plus the basic principles of marketing. So the title of that workshop is The 5 Simple Marketing Secrets That Can Double Your Customers in the Next 90 Days. Yeah, give me 90 days, and we're going to help double your customers. Awesome. So please definitely go there. Sign up. It's free. You can register right online, and I absolutely love that. So you click there. You register, it takes you to another page, a registration page, and there you have it. So everyone, have a great, wonderful, and powerful day and weekend, and we'll see you back next week. Enjoy your weekend. Do something great, something fun, something wonderful for someone else, and what you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. This has been Coach Lilisa J. Williams, and I thank you for tuning in. Not no more.
But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.